Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we talk about how to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. And now, here's your host, Stephen Libman, managing partner of Integrity Holdings Group.
We did in 2016 about 16 deals, and we were already in business for about 5 years. So Hurricane Sandy came in 2012. That put our business on pause for a little bit. We did kind of whatever we needed to pay the bills, right? We were doing some construction, we were doing some clean outs of houses and whatever it took, just to not go back and get another job.
Yeah.
The market came back after Sandy, and we started making it created some opportunity for us to flip some lots, do some subdivisions, things like that. And then we were back in, but we were on an island. We worked really just by ourselves. We weren't listening to podcasts. We weren't around other people that were doing a lot of deal flow. So we literally jumped and grew wings on the way down. We just didn't know what we didn't know. Yeah. And Travis was listening to a podcast. Justin Williams at the time was doing Flip Hacking.
HQ or whatever.
Yeah,
Flip It, right? Yeah, that's a good show. Yeah.
And we learned a ton from that. And Travis, on his third trip to Home Depot one day, was like, I don't understand how these guys are doing 100 deals. We're doing 4 right now, and I want to rip my hair out. So we called Justin. We joined his we joined House Flipping HQ. We watched some videos over a weekend and saw that these guys were doing high-level business, 100-plus deals a year. We said, we need to get around these people because they obviously know something that we don't. And 2016, did 16 deals for about $250,000. The next year, we joined the group, and over the next 12 months, we did $1 million. And almost doubled that revenue again the year after. So we just found the blueprint that other people were using, and we implemented it immediately, right? We just believe people when they say that they're doing things well, and we said, here's the blueprint, we can do that. It's not reinventing the wheel. And I think it just took us a long time to recognize that we needed to get around people that could show us the blueprint, that were already doing it better than we were.
Yeah, right. What do they say? Good artists copy, great artists steal, or whatever that quote is, or whatever. I throw that around maybe after a couple of years.
Thank you for listening. Like what you hear? Be sure to subscribe and head over to freefromwallstreet.com and sign up for our free guides to help you and your family invest with purpose.